I was going to ask how Jennifer recruited and attracted people. You kind of told a little bit about how you all became members. Could you talk a bit about that, how she managed to attract people?
Well, we always got a lot of, always get most of our new people at the Great Salmon Send-Off, but other than that, well, when we were out on our bird walks, we usually go along the main trail down there used by Metro Vancouver, and we always seem to run into people who are jogging or walking their dogs, we'll be taking notes on the birds, and they'll ask what we're doing, or they'll tell us about birds that they've seen down there. It's quite a good opportunity.
So she was just really good at engaging with people.
Yeah,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm assuming that one of the attractive things about Jennifer was that she was successful.
Mm-hmm.
She actually got things done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. I think if you look at the requirement of time to run an effective stream keepers group, it really is a full-time job. And Jennifer had passion, she cared deeply about it, and after she retired, this really became her full-time job. She spent countless hours dedicated to it, and she got great results. And I guess for myself, I already work in paid employment 6 days a week, and I put in, I don't know, I hate to add up the number of hours I put in every week, but I'm sure it would come in at some weeks 15, 20, just doing things. And the regret I have is that I don't have more time to be able to take it to the level that it was once at when Jennifer was here, but at the same time we are still doing great things and achieving great things. So
that's great. I know she actually won awards recognizing her for her work. Could you talk a bit about that, Alan? Do you want to talk about that, the awards that...
Well, we have several of them in
framed
and whatnot, yeah. primarily by the city. She got an award from the city for that. She got an award from the province.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether she got anything from federal ones.
I'm not sure.
I guess the City of Burnaby's Environment Award for Community Stewardship, that was in 2010.
Yeah.
That must have been very gratifying for the members of the committee.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you remember the event at all, the award event?
It's usually in June, and I'm not sure she lived long enough. She died in the August, didn't she? Did she actually get to the ceremony, do you remember?
I don't remember at
all.
Well, the City of Burnaby has an environmental committee where they look at different groups in the stream keeping and all through the whole of the city. And I think it's great to say that the Stony Creek Environmental Committee membership has been recognized on many occasions. Christine, Alan, myself, have all been given environmental awards and environmental stars for the work that we have done. This year is the 25th anniversary of the Great Salmon Send-Off. It's a great event. It takes a team of 14 people to organize it. Christine is also
not all
sitting
from the Stony Creek
on the
Environment
committee,
though.
There's people from the city sit on that committee, and other members of the public all volunteer their time. There's also some corporate interests as well. 2,000 people showed up this year, and when you have an event that people are driving from North Van to come to Burnaby, it tells you how successful the number of things we're doing, right?
Yes.
And this year, you see that beautiful photograph?
Yes.
This was given to us by the city in recognition of our community stewardship, Burnaby Environment Award. So.
Oh, that's great, and that's this year.
That was this year. We also have politicians. Richard Lee gave us a certificate of appreciation. We've also got certificates of appreciation from some of the other local MLAs, Raj Chowdhury, and also from some of the city councillors. So they know who we are, what we do, and the involvement that we have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Just wanted to mention earlier, but I didn't get it in, the original Great Salmon Send-Off was put on by a subcommittee of the school here, the elementary school.
The Stony Creek?
Yes.
Oh!
Stony Creek, well, it's called the Stony Creek Community School.
Okay.
Originally, I think. And it was mostly, I think, teachers, parents, local residents.
And then they needed more
and Jennifer.
help to get involved, and that's how Jennifer sort of got involved from there.
Mm. Oh, okay. And that was the first thing. Oh, well, that's interesting. Thank you for pointing that out. Mm. Yes, having Jennifer pass away, great loss. And I'm just wondering how the committee ensures that knowledge and lore gained by early members is not lost. How do you go about doing that?
Oh, well, we have these various, well, for a start, the mapping reports, and we generally put reports at the Great Salmon Send-Off, we put a whole lot of pictures up and text items and make little brochures from time to time about particular things. We have some leaflets on invasives and what to plant instead of them. What else?
I think we've carried on a little bit with Jennifer's inclination to save every piece of paper she ever saw. When she died, we inherited about 8 large packing boxes of material that she had from her house. And we've gone, every once in a while we have a sort of a work bee where we'll go through and see if what's in there. We have a whole room that's what we call our library with all of these kinds of reports and minutes of meetings from everywhere. And it's the sort of thing that, you know, you wonder how much value it is in keeping those kinds of things, but we haven't got the energy to go through it and throw it all out.
Well, keeping records is important for posterity. and it sounds like you remember Jennifer because you tell stories as well and remember her that way. Yeah.
One of the things we did after she passed on is that we had a bench on the creek mounted with a little plaque on it, and every time I walk past that, it reminds me of why I'm doing what I'm doing, because she cared enough, and we all are people that collectively have a great deal of passion and caring for nature, and that's why we're all here.
And tell me about this this building. It's named after Jennifer. How did this building come about? Alan, do you want to talk about that?
Well, my understanding is that it was brought here when Diane Ramage was the coordinator, the city. Diane Ramage, she's currently with the Pacific Salmon Foundation, but she was as a, I'm not saying a streamkeepers coordinator, what was the word she used? Anyhow, she was a Burnaby City employee who organized the streamkeepers, or sort of helped.
I don't think she went back that far, though.
Sorry?
I don't think she went back that far. I mean, this has been here at least since 98, when I joined.
Yeah.
And she was somewhere in the 2000s.
Okay.
Unless you were right. here before.
So I'm wrong. It was before my time.
Yeah.
But it's the city provides it. Mm-hmm. They provide the power and the heat and the telephone. Because it's
the school board.
No, city.
Okay.
The school board provides the janitorial service, so it's a cooperative. Oh. It's a cooperative effort. It looks like it belongs to the Environment Committee, but in fact it doesn't. It's a city facility. Other groups can use it. All they have to do is talk to Frank at the school, and they can use this building, use this for whatever they like.
What other kinds of groups would use it?
Guides use it sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Aboriginal youth.
Yeah, they had friendship circles in here for a while.
Fun, right, during the summer?
Yeah, so a number of city organizations can use it.
Oh, that's great.
The naming was done after she died as a recognition of her work.
And who initiated that?
You did?
We did, yeah. I don't know which one of us, but...
And then it went through the city, and the city passed the resolution that... Yes,
and supplied the.
And they supplied the sign. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, we're very blessed that the city of Burnaby sees the value in what we do and gives us this center, because this is really the heart of where we're able to meet, store all our stuff, mm-hmm. and it helps to give us a sense of purpose and identity, mm-hmm. like. Saturday when I went on Streamkeeper Walks, I had a brand new volunteer show up. So obviously when she comes here and she sees what we have, it kind of has a wow effect. And, you know, Alan and I have recently been courting to try and build a relationship with one of the leading property developers in the Lower Mainland, letting him McAllister, who's doing a development on Noel Drive. So we had one of their... senior staff come to the center, and we explained and showed him a lot of the great things that we're doing, caring for the environment, and we gave him a little video slide presentation, and he was sort of like really taken aback when he saw the commitment and that we're more than stream keepers. All of the things that we're involved in, from the great salmon send-off, getting elementary kids, high school kids involved volunteering, then at the post-secondary level we try to engage SFU to get them to do actual research on the creek. We've actually met with President Penner, and his mandate is he'd like to see the university act locally. So, you know, we're more than just stream keepers. We're caring, we're the eyes and the ears on the whole of the Stony Creek watershed. We see the invasive plants, we see the birds, we see the wildlife, and involved in all of these things.